now bring in our other room, where Lior is standing by, or sitting, rather, with guitar. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, Ari.
I'm so glad you could come out today. You're doing another tour. I saw you on a previous leg of the tour, I guess, and you've got a couple of gigs here in New York City. Mm-hmm. But I'd love to hear you play a couple of tunes.
Sure thing.
You want to start us off with something?
Don't talk, just play.
All right. What are we going to hear first?
This is a song called Bedouin Song, which is off my debut album, Autumn Flow.
Leaving the western shadow, naked in the face of tomorrow. A black desert rain that lets you rise up and flourish once again. Heading east, bursting to come see like a river released, and the cool night will flow into the heat of the day. I will lose this shadow, I will find my way.
Lior, performing live here on WFMU, and I'm Irene Trudell. And Lior, this is from your first album, but you've just released a second, mm-hmm. a really nice one called A Corner of an Endless Road.
That's right.
And I know everybody always sort of cringes at the second album curse, but you seem to have embraced it with some really nice string arrangements and... was it difficult to for you to follow up on the first one, which was, 2005, I guess?
Yeah. Well, you know, the first one was very successful back at home in Australia, and I think initially when I went about starting to write the second album, there certainly was a loss of innocence. You know, when making the first record, I never really dreamed about what it would end up doing. It was an independent sort of self-funded project. And so suddenly there were people waiting to hear it, and I ended up having to take sort of some months writing and trying to get back into that place of writing songs for myself again. And
well, whenever you do a first album, you know, first album, you've got all the time in the world, and you've got everything that you've been working on your whole life, and then all of a sudden, okay, what do I do next?
Yeah, exactly.
But I think you've done a really great job with it. It's
thank you. Yes, it's certainly been more challenging to recreate on a solo level. there's about half of the album which is rendered useless when it's just me and a guitar, because I did kind of go to town with we had an orchestra doing and quite a lot of string arrangements and lots of multi-layering, and it was good fun.
Now, have you always done things as a solo performer, or are you have you had a regular band back in Australia?
I do. I play around with formats in Australia. I do everything from solo shows to big shows with a band and string quartets, and you know, so I mix it up in Australia, but it's obviously hard to bring a whole troupe with you initially when you're starting to tour overseas.
Yeah, and this is only your second time in New York, so you know, it's better to, you know, stick a toe in the water and see where it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Should we play something from the CD just to give people a taste of that? You have a favorite off of here that
Why don't you play April Bloom, the opening track, because I certainly can't play that track.
Okay. All right, let me make sure I grab the right one cued. Okay, and so here is Lior and April Bloom here on WFMU.